The universe is big. We're small. God may feel far away, but he's not. This is the You're Not Alone podcast, and I'm your host, Pastor Dave Andrus. This past week, we just came through the transition from one government to another, you might say, from the hands of the Republicans to the hands of the Democrats, from one president to another president. This is the way it was designed to be done over 200 years ago. This really is amazing when you stop and think about it, that our country has existed for over 200 years with all different types of leaders. Well, in fact, as you probably know, it started because of that. There was a king who did not listen to the people, who was somewhat of a dictator. And so the government that was established kept that in mind. We don't want one person ruling over us the whole time. And I know a couple weeks ago there was some unrest and there was a little bit of a riot. I will admit that, and it wasn't pretty. But the government still did the transition. And we have a new president. As I stop and think about it, you know, is there any relation or connection to us spiritually like this? And you know, as I stop to think about it more and more, I had to say, no. The government of the United States is so very unique in how it transfers power from every 8 years. Established by the Constitution, especially after Franklin Delano Roosevelt was in for almost 12 years, four terms, it was decided, no, that's too much. Only 8 years, two terms. That's really amazing. You know, spiritually, it's more like a kingdom, where we are in a kingdom, and the one over us is a tyrant, the devil. And he torments us with fears and doubts and discouragement and the threat of all sorts of things. And the promise of him is death and destruction. Well, the other king in the neighboring kingdom, that was to be Jesus. And he came and did battle against the devil. Now, it's interesting. We didn't elect the devil. We didn't elect Jesus. We didn't see a transfer of power. But instead, our God, well, no, I should say it this way. Jesus, the king, did battle. He happens to be our God now. But he did battle against the devil to win the victory. And he moves us from one kingdom to the other. It's not that the government transitions. No. In fact, there's still both governments there, you might say, the devil and Jesus. We kind of, you might say, live on the border of these two kingdoms. And the devil continues to do raids daily, nightly, into our lives, tempting us, tormenting us, creating fears, uncertainties. And Jesus has to come and continually rescue us. And by the way, a little trivia here, rescue us or save us, that was what a judge was back in the Old Testament. The book of Judges has a whole list of God's leaders, and they were called the judges, which really meant deliverer in the Hebrew language. And so that's what Jesus is. He is our deliverer. He is our judge. He judges that the tyrant should be overthrown and thrown out. And so he is. But there are times that we don't feel like we live that way, but live under the tyranny of the old government. Well, it's because he continues to do the raids that he has been doing for so long. Thought about a Bible verse. There's many that could apply to this, but the one that comes to mind is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 57 and 58. But thanks be to our Lord Jesus Christ, who gives us the victory. You know, we don't have to elect him. We don't have to campaign for him. We don't have to go about to try to get into his kingdom. He gives us the victory. And then verse 58 goes on to say, therefore, my brothers, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, for you know that your labor for the Lord is not in vain. I love that last verse. Stand firm. Let nothing move you. Jesus won the victory. We're under his government and leadership. So when there are fears or doubts, and literally, I tell myself this, and it was just earlier today, in fact, I did. I had to say to myself, Dave, no, stop thinking that way. That's wrong. And I had to scold myself and tell myself, Jesus won the victory. What's important is what Jesus wants. And what Jesus wants is forgiveness, love, kindness. And he wants me to live that way. And so I'll stand firm in that. And I know that my labor that way is not in vain. It might seem that way at the moment. It doesn't always show in that instant. But we know it's not in vain because our God is behind it. Jesus, the one who gave us the victory. He's also there helping us and then using our situations to help others. Simple related story. A friend at church told me this. His name's Dan. He said he was at the grocery store getting into his truck, and he saw this lady walk by. She seemed real distraught and confused. She had her cart and couldn't figure out where to go. And so he got out and he said, "Can I help you, ma'am?" She said, "I can't find my car." And he said, "Well, let me see if I can help you. What kind is it?" She said, and they looked a little bit, couldn't find it. "Do you have a key fob? The type that you press a button and it'll beep, 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 beep." And so they did, and sure enough, they found the car. And she was still distraught, even though she got her car. And Dan loaded the groceries into her trunk and said, "It seems like something's troubling you. What's going on? Can I help you in any way?" And she broke down and cried and said, "I just buried my husband Thursday." This was Saturday. They'd been married for almost 50 years. And she felt alone. And so Dan knelt there and he prayed with her. And then he said, "Just a moment." And he went back to his truck and got a Christian CD and a Christian booklet. And he gave it to her. And then he called me and told me, not just to tell me what he did, but said, "And I learned this gal is a member of," and he mentioned the church name, and asked if I will call that pastor, because I probably know him, and I do, and mention what happened and see if one of their members can be of help to her. Dan was there. His labor wasn't in vain. And, you know, he did what the Lord prompted him to do. He stood firm in wanting to help people. And so he reached out, and God's going to be blessing that. That's what he calls all of us to do. Stand firm, be immovable, always be ready to give yourself fully to the work of the Lord, or the labor of the Lord, for you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. All because, the verse before, thanks be to God who gives us a victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Thank you, Jesus, that we live in a wonderful country where there are not dictators, but a transition of power so that this country can continue on for centuries as it has, so that we can live in peace, prosperity. And we ask your blessing upon our government, that it may continue to govern us well. Thank you for governing us well, giving us the victory that you won over the devil, over death, over sin, when you died on the cross and then rose from the dead. Lord, help us to stand firm in that and be immovable, to be about your work, because we know that we live in your kingdom because you have given it to us. In your name we pray. Amen. Love to hear from you on this topic or any others. You can write me at dave.andrus, A-N-D-R-U-S, at not-alone.net. And or if you get the email notice, just hit reply and it comes right back to me. Thanks. I'm only an email away. Dave.andrus at not-alone.net.